And he had actually passed away many
years ago. 他属于台中教的信徒。
He was a member in my church.
我问他耶稣气断有兵拿枪砸肋旁的血液血流出来, 你是医生, 用医学的观点看, 你怎么说明?
So I asked him, when the blood and water came out of Jesus' side, how do you explain this from the medical point of view?
他说这个是神迹啊。
He said, this is a miracle.
医学没有答案啊。
This has no answer in medicine.
他说人气断怎么可能有血跟水流出来?
And I asked, when he lost his breath, how did water and blood come out?
医学不能证明什么的。
The doctors cannot say anything.
他说这个是神迹。
He said, this is a miracle.
他没有办法答复。
There's no answer from him.
第二个医生呢?
The second doctor I asked.
我问他这个你怎么解释啊?
And I asked him the same question. How did he explain it?
他说人数说心脏已经停。
He said that when a person dies, his heart stops beating.
心脏停就不能输血。
So when you stop breathing and your heart stops beating,
所以血流不出来。
The blood doesn't flow, so blood doesn't naturally come out.
因为这样，这个兵拿枪砸，一直路旁说已经死了，还有血流出来，这个是超医学的。
So actually, for him to have blood piercing and the water coming out, that also surpasses nature.
地上医生说跟第二个一样。
So the first doctor and the second doctor concur with each other.
人气断，心脏停，不能输血。
That when your heart starts beating, the blood doesn't flow anymore.
不能输血，血就流不出来。
And if blood doesn't flow, it won't keep coming out.
耶稣气断说有血跟水一起流出来。
So here it says blood and water came out when the spear pierced his side.
医学不能证明什么。
And what is it proving?
这个是神迹。
That this is a miracle.
神迹是超越医学, 超越科学的。
This miracle surpasses natural explanation.
超越人的了解的。
And it also surpasses human understanding.
约翰怕人不相信。
And John is afraid people will
believe him.
So he keeps emphasizing my testimony is true. What I said is true.
你们要相信,
you must believe.
这个跟西有什么关系啊?
So what's the connection to baptism?
约翰一书第五章,
let's now turn to 1 John chapter 5. 1 John chapter 5.
第六节,
verse 6.
约翰一书五章第六节,
1 John chapter 5 verse 6.
这借着水和血而来的是耶稣基督，不是单用水，乃是用水又用血。第七节,
verse 7.
并且有圣灵作见证，因为圣灵是真理啊。这里谈到耶稣基督借着水和血来的。
Here it says Jesus who not only came by water but by blood.
然后又说是 不是单用水，是用水用血。
Says not only water, but by water and blood.
这个说法跟那个三九九章有点不同。
The phrasing here is a little bit different from John chapter
19. 我们刚刚所看的耶稣九章三十四节。
What we just read in John chapter 19.
他都讲有血和水流出来。
It says that. Blood and water came out.
先讲血才讲水。
It first talks about blood, then talks about water.
但耶稣五章的第六节是把这个顺序倒过来。
But the syntax in verse 6 of chapter 1 John chapter 5,
他先讲水才讲血。
It's flipped, so he first mentions water, then blood.
有一个特别用意啊。This
is something we need to notice.
耶稣九章三十四节先讲血才讲水。
John chapter 19 talks about blood, then water.
是强了血的功效。
It is to talk about, emphasize the effect of blood.
因为耶稣流血，我们罪会都赦免。
Because the blood is flows, then we can have our sins washed away.
因为耶稣五章六节是讲洗礼。
First John chapter 5 is talking about baptism.
洗礼是用水洗啊。
And we're baptized into water.
当然要先讲水。
So he talks about water first.
但不是水而已，还有血啊。
Not just water, but there's blood.
所以说, 耶稣借着水和血来。
So he says that Jesus Christ came by water and blood.
不是单用水，是用水又用血。
And not only by water, but by water and blood.
就是说洗礼不是用水而已，要用血啊。
So to explain that baptism is not just about water, but there's also blood in the water.
那么用这个字，用这里的用这个字，拉丁文翻译意思不同。
And if we were to look at the Latin translation, it's also a little different meaning. We know that the New Testament was written in Greek.
但最早期哦, 拉丁文翻译本,
but a long time ago, it was also translated into Latin.
用这个字, 拉丁翻译本翻成里面,
so if we were to investigate the Latin translation,
跟英文的音同一个意思,
it has the same meaning as in English.
就是说洗礼不是单在水里面,
but says that not we're baptized not only by water but also in the blood.
就是说水里面有耶稣血,
is to say that in the water there is the blood of Christ.
所以不是单在水里面而已，也在血里面。
So we're not baptizing just in water but in water and blood.
啊, 再看下面,
let's keep reading.
第七节,
1 John chapter 5 verse 7.
并且有圣灵做见证, 因为圣灵就是真理。这里说水里面有血，有圣灵见证。
So here it says that the Spirit bears witness because the Spirit.
然后说圣灵就是真理。
And it says the Spirit is truth.
这个真理跟真实原来同一个字。
Truth.
真理跟真实原来同一个字。
Truth and honesty is the same word.
所以这里可以翻成真实。就是说圣灵真的是真实的，你不要怀疑。
So the Spirit here is testifying the truth. You don't need to doubt it.
耶稣九章是约翰的见证。
Because for John chapter 19, John,
我的见证是真的,
John testified, my testimony is true. What I said is true.
但这里就讲圣灵的见证,
but here, the Spirit is testifying.
圣灵见证谁有耶稣血,
Spirit bears witness that the water has blood.
这个是真实的, 不要怀疑。
And he is the Spirit of truth, so we don't need to doubt.
我们教几十年来在西里说,
so for the many decades of our church,
常常有人看一下,
many people see visions in
baptism. 看到洗礼的地方有血, 水变成血的样,
they see the baptism site, the water turned into the color of blood.
我62年前受洗,
when I was baptized 62 years ago,
那一次有12个受洗,
there were 12 total that were baptized that time.
有一个姐妹差不多70岁,
there was a sister who was about 70 years old. She was an uneducated, illiterate woman. And she didn't really understand the truth too well.
她下水受洗之后看到水好像血这么红,
but when she entered into the water, she saw the blood turn into blood red.
她问, 哎, 为什么水是红色的呢?
And she asked, why is the water red?
弟兄姐妹说, 你有福气, 你看到耶稣的宝血了。
The brothers and sisters told her, you are blessed, you see the precious blood of Christ.
啊, 这个给我留一个很深刻的印象。
And this gave me a very deep impression.
洗礼不是形式, 真的有赦罪的功效。
Baptism is not just a ritual, but indeed has a remission of sins.
因为有耶稣血在里面。
Because the blood of Jesus Christ is in the water.
有赦罪一个人看见。
Another time, other visions.
有时候很多人看见。
Many people, sometimes a lot of people see this vision.
那别的牧师这样批评,
and then other Christian pastors would criticize us.
他说真的洗礼水会变成红色是传道人带红色燃料去了,
that the reason why the water turns into blood red is because the pastor of our church uses ink.
然后下水梳洗说就把红色的燃料放在湖面上,
and when they go into the water, they let this red ink out into the water.
所以水看着变红色的,
so that's why people see water,
如果传道人真的拿红色燃料就放在河面上, 这个传道人脑筋坏掉了。
If indeed our pastors use ink to color the water red, our pastors is a little bit crazy.
这个很无聊啊,
because this is actually very ignorant.
假如是真的拿红色燃料放在河面上,
because if indeed you're going to use ink to color the ocean,
应当起点颜色比较浓, 起点颜色比较浓,
we know the ink must be much more dense.
然后, 这个红的面会扩散,
and we know that it would be diluted in the water, and it will spread in the water,
而且会流,
and it will start to flow.
起点很浓, 越来越淡, 后来没有了,
and you know that the ink will become more and more diluted until it's gone.
但我们所看见不是这样,
but the visions that people see are not like this.
是在传道人洗礼的小小的范围内而已,
is that people see the vision of just around the pastor, they see the color red.
不会扩散,
it doesn't spread out.
不会往下流,
it also doesn't flow away with the current.
停在那边,
but it just stops in this boundary.
这个是意象啊,
this is a vision.
因为假如真的红色染料会扩散, 会溢出流才对, 而且会越来越淡啊,
indeed, if an ink was used, it will, the ink will grow and it will also grow more diluted.
但我们所看见不是那样,
but the visions that people testify of are not like this.
而且洗礼完就结束就没有了,
but also after the baptism, the vision's gone. So the vision, it's indeed a vision.
意象显明你就看见,
When the vision appears to you, then you can see.
意象消失掉, 你看不到了。
When the vision ceases, then you won't see anymore.
这意象多一个见证了。
So there, so this is our, these are
visions. 有约翰的见证。
So we have the testimony of the vision.
有圣灵的见证。
We have the testimony of John.
我们今天加上意象见证。
And the testimony of the Spirit. And today we have the testimony of these visions.
帮助我们了解圣经。
And this is to help us understand the Bible.
因为有意象见证。
Because we have the visions to testify for us, that often in baptism we see the color of blood, is to help us understand the Bible. So for us to insist that the water has the blood of Christ in it, that is the correct concept. So how do other Christian denominations explain 1 John chapter 5? They also have their interpretation. Let's turn to 1 John chapter 5.
我们刚所看的书第五节跟第六节,
we read chapter 5, verses 5 and 6. They don't talk about verses 5 and 6.
他讲第八节,
they like to talk about verse 8.
看第八节,
verse 8.
做见证的原来有山, 这里有圣灵水以血, 这三样都归一, 第九节,
verse 9.
我们既领受人的见证, 神的见证也该领受了。 因为神的见证是为了儿子做的第十节，信神儿子的就见证在他心里，不信神的就是将神当作说谎的，因为不信神为了儿子做的见证。十一节，这见证就是神赐给我们永生，这永生也是在儿子里面。十二节，人有了神的儿子就有生命，没有神儿子就没有生命。好。
So they like to use verses 8 through 12 to contradict what we said.
他说, 见证的有三个,
so they read, there are three witnesses. One is the Spirit,
一个是水,
one is the water,
一个是血,
and one is the blood.
那么这三是归一,
and these three agree as one.
就为同一个树顶见证,
so they are testifying for the same thing.
见证什么呢?
We're testifying
耶稣是神的儿子,
that Jesus is the Son of God.
耶稣有永生,
that Jesus has eternal life.
你信了他就有永生,
that if you believe in Jesus Christ, you have eternal life.
他说这个跟洗礼没关系啊,
so this has nothing to do with baptism.
他说这三个见证耶稣是救主啊,
so the witness that they're making, the testimony is that Jesus is the Son of God.
儿子啊,
that he is the Son of God.
你是有永生啊,
that he has eternal life.
这个跟洗礼没有关系啊,
this has nothing to do with baptism.
我说他们读圣呢, 就是这个读法,
but this is the way they read the Bible.
抓住后面就几节圣呢,
they only grasp the latter part
前面的第五,
to support their concept.
第五节六节他不管,
but they don't regard verses 5 or 6.
我们不否定后面这个,
we do not object to the last portion, that Jesus is the Lord.
所以水圣灵为耶稣见证,
so for the blood and water and spirit to testify of this,
有永生,
it is true.
那怎么样都永生呢?
But how do we have eternal life?
就前面所说洗礼啊,
before it talks about baptism,
如果这个五节六节不就讲洗礼,
if verses 6 and 7 isn't talking about baptism,
好, 这个水怎么解释啊?
Then why? How do you explain the water?
水它不能解释了,
how can water bear witness?
水未见见证是怎么见证的? 水怎么在耶稣啊?
How does the water testify of for Jesus?
水跟耶稣有什么关系啊?
How does the water have to do with Jesus Christ?
这个是洗礼嘛?
This is talking about baptism.
水圣灵血三个见证,
for the blood, water, and spirit to bear witness.
为基督见证,
it is for, to bear witness for Christ.
见证耶稣的救主,
to bear witness that he is Lord, that he is the Son of God,
你现在有永生,
that you can have eternal life.
怎么信他?
How do we believe?
怎么都永生?
How do we have eternal life?
五节六节所说的洗礼,
we have to go back to verse 5 and 6.
因为耶稣来说在的水跟血来, 不是血而已有水啊,
because Jesus came not by water only, but by water and blood.
因为洗礼不是单用水而用血啊,
so baptism is not just water, but also water and blood.
如果这个水跟洗礼没有关系,
if water has nothing to do with baptism,
那么这个水是什么?
Or if this the blood has nothing to do with baptism, what is this water? I don't know what this water is talking about. And they would say, I don't know why this water is talking about. And if you don't know what the water is talking about, how can you say that this is not talking about baptism? We know that water has to do with baptism.
不然这个水怎么解释啊?
Otherwise, how do you explain what water is
他们不懂,
here in this passage? They don't understand because they don't believe
Baptism
is sin. So they purposely don't talk about verses 5 or 6.
原来5节6节不能解释啊,
because they can't explain verses 5 and 6.
他就讲第七,第八节以下的道理。
So before explaining 5 and 6, they keep talking about verse 7 and 12.
第八以下我们不否认。
And of course, we don't object to verses 7
and 12. 但怎么才得永生?
But how do we have eternal life?
就第五节第六节,
verses 5 and 6.
受洗洗到罪,
baptize and have your sins be washed away. Because in the water is the blood of Christ. Because baptism is not just by water only, but with water and blood. So the belief, the doctrine in our church is correct. Church is the body of Christ.
要有基督灵,
it must have the Spirit of Jesus. We must have received the Holy Spirit.
不会说谎言就是没有基督灵,
and if we don't speak in tongues as evidence of receiving the Holy Spirit, then we don't have the Holy Spirit. We don't belong to Christ. We don't belong to the body of Christ. And we must preach the words of Jesus Christ. So what we preach and what we believe must have biblical basis. Our church has the Holy Spirit, we speak with tongues. It means that we have the Spirit of Christ. And what we preach has biblical basis. So we preach what is the words of Christ. This is the body of Christ. Other churches do not have the Holy Spirit because they don't speak with tongues. So what they preach often conflicts with the Bible. And so they have no biblical basis in the doctrines that they have. And they often misinterpret the Bible. They don't preach the words of Christ. So they are not the body of Christ. The third requirement to be the body of Christ is that they must have the power of Christ. Let's turn to Luke chapter 6, verse 19. Luke chapter 6, verse 19.
众人都想要摸他，因为有能力从他身上发出来医好他们。耶稣传道说，
When Jesus was preaching the gospel,
很多病人要来摸耶稣的身体，
many of the sick wanted to touch Jesus' body,
因为有能力出来医好他们的病，
because power came out and healed them all.
耶稣满身都能力，
so Jesus' body was full of power.
你只要凭心摸他能力出来,
if you had faith and you touched him, your sickness will be healed.
现在耶稣已经升天了,
but now today Jesus has already ascended.
你哪里去摸耶稣身体啊?
How can you touch Jesus' body?
教会是基督身体,
Christ, the church is the body of Christ.
如果真正基督的身体的教是有能力的,
so if we indeed are the body of Christ, we should have the power of Christ. We should have testimonies of healing and casting out demons. So the apostolic church relied on the name of Jesus Christ to cast out demons and heal diseases. And Jesus ascended into heaven. If Jesus had not ascended to heaven and intercede for us, then how can Jesus' name be so powerful to heal the sick? So when they healed the sick in Jesus' name, it proved that Jesus ascended to heaven already. That Jesus is interceding on their behalf in heaven. So when the apostles church started preaching, they had persecution from the Jews. There was also persecution from the Roman Empire. And many of the preachers of the gospel were persecuted or killed. But amidst persecution, the gospel kept being spread. And it grew not only in Jerusalem and Israel, but reached to Europe. And it became the religion for many nations today. Because what the apostles preach is the words of life. Because healings and miracles accompany their words. Let's first turn to John chapter 14. John chapter 14, verse 14. John chapter 14, verse 14.
我必成就。耶稣有没有答应？
This was a sentence Jesus gave his disciples.
奉他的名求什么，耶稣就会成就。
If you ask anything in my name, I will do it.
啊，耶稣会以后升天。
After Jesus resurrected, he ascended.
门徒就奉耶稣的名一边赶鬼。
And so the apostles perform miracles in the name of Jesus Christ.
证明耶稣真复活。
To truly prove that Jesus has resurrected and ascended.
看《使徒行传》第三章。
Let's now turn to Acts chapter 3.
第一节。
Verse 1.
使徒行传第三章第一节。
Acts chapter 3, verse 1.
伸出祷告属我，彼得、约翰上圣殿去。第二节。
Verse 2.
有一个人生来是瘸腿的，天天被人抬来，放在殿的一个门口，那门名叫美门，要求进殿的人捉住。好，这里谈到有一个人出生就是瘸腿。
So here there was a certain man who was lame from birth.
这个人瘸腿已经有多久时间呢？
And how long has this person been lame?
我们看第四章。
If we read Acts chapter 4,
22节。
Verse 22.
原来借着神迹医好那人有四十多岁了啊。这里说那个瘸腿被医好的已经四十多年的瘸腿。
Since the lame has been lame for over 40 years.
从出生到现在经过四十多年，他未曾走过路。
So since birth till over 40 years of age, he has never walked.
他的圣殿门口求帮助。
And he asked for alms in front of the temple.
耶稣门徒经过说他伸手要帮助。
And so Peter and John walked by him and he reached out his hand for help.
彼得说我没有钱。
And Peter said, I have no money.
我奉耶稣名叫你起来走路。
But in the name of Jesus Christ, rise up and walk.
哇，这个人起来走路。
And this person,
这个消息很快传开了。
Rose and walked, and this news spread everywhere.
因为他四十多年未曾走路，大家知道。
Because for 40 years he could not walk, everyone knew this.
这个人既然起来会走路。
But he could suddenly walk.
所以人为很多。
So everyone knew about it.
彼得抓住机会来为主做见证。
And the crowd gathered around him, and Peter took the opportunity to preach.
说你们杀害的基督已经复活升天。
They said that the Jesus that you persecuted has resurrected.
他在天庭门祷告。
And he has ascended to heaven to intercede for us.
这个人会起来走路。
That's why this lame person walked today.
因为耶稣的名叫他起来走路。
Because this was performed in the name of Jesus Christ.
耶稣如果没有复活升天。
If Jesus has not resurrected.
他的名怎么有这个能力呢？
Ascended to heaven, then how can his name have this much power?
用这个信徒来证明耶稣已经复活升天。
So he proved Jesus has ascended to heaven very practically.
我们看下面的见证。这个下面彼得所说的话。
Let's continue to read what Peter said.
使徒三章十五节。
Acts chapter 3, verse 15.
三章十五节。
Acts chapter 3, verse 15.
你们杀了那生命的主，神却叫他从死里复活了。我们都为这事做见证。十六节。
Verse 16.
我们因为信他的名，他的名便叫你们所看见、所经认识的这个人见状。正如证书他所述的信心，叫这人做你们在你们众人面前全然好了啊！彼得就抓这个机会见证。
So Peter uses the opportunity to bear witness.
这个人会起来走路。
The reason why this person can walk now
是因为耶稣的名。
Is because of Jesus' name.
可见耶稣复活是真的。
That Jesus' resurrection was real.
以后使徒们就靠耶稣的名行好多神迹。
And so the apostles often relied on the name of Jesus Christ to perform
miracles. 把教会建立起来。
So that the church could be established.
耶稣的身体有耶稣的能力。
Jesus' body has power.
不但两千年前这样。
Not only 2,000 years ago.
今天也是一样。
But today is the same.
有的外教的神学家这么说。
Other Christian denomination scholars
say that 神迹是发生在使徒时代，他不否认。
That they do not object that there were miracles in the apostolic church.
因为有圣经根据。
Because it is clearly in the Bible.
但是现在没有了。
But they said that miracles have ceased.
使徒时代结束以后就没有了。
That after the apostolic era, these miracles have ceased.
他不做我们叫好多神迹。
But our church has so many miracles.
因为我们过去跟别教接触太少。我们过去跟别教的接触很少。
Because the start of our church also didn't have much interaction with other churches.
所以他不了解我们的情况。
So these scholars do not really know about our situation here. And there are a lot of misunderstandings.
这个我们也是有点责任，因为我们传教方法不够积极了。
So this actually has some responsibility on our part. We need to spread the gospel and our witness more urgently.
宝贝留下来祝你享受，不分给别人。
That we only treasure what we have enjoyed, but we don't share with others.
难怪一般基督徒把它当成异端。
That's why so many Christians may regard us as a cult.
因为对我们不了解。
Or heresies, because they don't understand.
我们教会早期的信徒大部分是因为有神的体验才来信耶稣。
Many of our early believers was because of miracles and signs that they came.
因为以前没有健保劳保，看医生很贵。没有这个医学保险。
Because before there wasn't medical insurance.
啊，那乡下人很穷。
And the believers in the countryside were very poor.
他没有钱看医生。
And they didn't have money to see doctors.
哎，他们教会祷告就得医治了。
But they went to church and prayed and received healing.
因为这样信耶稣。
And because of that, so they believed in Jesus Christ.
早期台湾的信徒很多是因为神迹来信耶稣。
So many of our early believers believed because of miracles.
有人说过去有很多神迹在我们教发生过。
Many people say that the miracles happened a lot in our past.
为什么现在神迹很少呢？
How come there's so little miracles in our church today?
因为现在有健保劳保。
Because today we have medical insurance, universal healthcare.
有医生可以医好你的病。
If doctors are readily available to heal you.
哦，你的挂号台湾的话，100块的这个挂号费。
For example, we just pay a certain copay.
你就可以看医生了。
You can see a doctor.
啊，很多机会都给医生拿走了。
And so a lot of
很多医好你病的机会给医生拿走。
So a lot of the opportunities to be healed have been taken away by the doctor.
耶稣就机会就很少。
And so the opportunities for Jesus has diminished.
有时候信徒在排队挂号看医生的时候。
So sometimes when the believers need to wait a long time before to see a specialist.
天主在旁边看着，耶稣又少一次机会了。
Perhaps.The angels are standing there saying, "Oh no, Jesus is going to lose another opportunity for healing." It's not because the miracles have lessened. It's not because the power of God has lessened.
看医生很方便。
But it's because it's more convenient now for people to see doctors.
而且医学不断的发达进步。
But also, medical technology has improved so much.
很多病医生都有办法医好。
And a lot of diseases, doctors can cure.
除非很严重的癌症。
Except for really, hard,
所以小病就不用麻烦耶稣啊。
But a lot of small diseases, we don't bother Jesus.
等到医生宣告说癌症这个是绝症的时候，才主啊可怜哦。
But it's only when we meet a terminal illness like cancer that we go and see Jesus.
信心是常常经历神迹培养出来的。
Faith is often through experiencing miracles that our faith develops.
平常很少有靠祷告求神迹的经验。突然要求耶稣医好你的医好我这个绝症，祷告是会祷告，但是心里在想能够吗？能够吗
？And often what happens now is that yes, when we face difficulties, we pray, but in our hearts we're doubting, can Jesus really heal me? Can Jesus really heal me?
这怎么会有神迹呢
？Then if we have this attitude, how can there be an miracle?
我不是由神迹入门。
It's not that miracle, the time of miracles.
因为我来信的时候身体很健康。
Because And also, I didn't believe because of miracles.
现在健康还不错。
And when I believed, I was in good health, and my health is still sustained.
整天戒，晚上也戒。有人问你会不会累啊？我说不会啊。
And after these past few days, people ask me, "Are you tired?" I said, "I'm not tired."
啊，因为神跟我同在，所以我不感觉累。
So because God is with me, I don't feel tired.
中午也没有休息。
I don't take a nap.
因为我们
机会
是一直连下来的。
I just keep going.
啊，晚上还有布道会啊。
And there's still evangelical service tonight.
这个主的恩典呢、啊。
But this is the grace of God.
我的健康状态一直保住很好。
That my health has been sustained.
但神也给我体验好多神迹啊。
But God has also allowed me to experience many miracles.
啊、我写一本书叫《亲眼看见神》，里面很多神奇的体验。
I wrote a book of many miracles I experienced called My eyes have seen God.
啊，昨天晚上我已经讲一件了。
I shared one last night during the evangelical service.
我现在再讲其中的两件。
Today I would like to share two more.
1962年的时候。
In 1962.
我在台湾一个乡下安息日聚会。
I was in the countryside worshiping on the Sabbath in Taiwan.
那个教会叫内埔，就是嘉义，离嘉义大概。摩托车半小时会到一个地方。
So this was in the central region countryside of Taiwan.
啊，那我是兼任嘉义跟内埔两个教会。
And I was pastoring two churches which were about 30 minutes apart.
有一个安息日我在内部讲道时候,
so one time on a Sabbath day, I was preaching the gospel in the countryside.
在教会的负责人骑摩托车来内部,
and the church in the city, there was a council member who drove 30 minutes to come find me.
诶,我心想他是属于嘉义的负责人,怎么安息跑到这里来?
And while I was in the church, I was wondering how come this member from the church in the city came to find me. I thought he belonged to that church.
接完他说你的传道娘生病,
and after the service concluded, he told me that my wife is sick.
你们教会的陈志树打电来嘉义教会,
and a member of your family called the church.
啊, 他没有说什么病,
and he didn't specify what disease.
你回去就知道了,
but when you go back home, you will know.
我现在用摩托带你去嘉义火车站大火车回去看看,
so now I'll take you by motorbike back to the city so you can take the train to your home.
回到家里, 我的那人在床上休息,
so when I got home, I saw my wife sitting, lying on the bed, resting.
我问孩子说, 妈妈怎么样啊?
I asked my kids, what happened to mom?
她说妈妈咳血, 就是血从嘴吐咳出来,
and the kids told me, mom is vomiting blood.
啊, 什么病? 孩子说不知道, 因为还没有看医生,
and I asked what kind of disease. They said, I don't know, because we haven't seen a doctor
我就带他去看医生,
yet. So I took my wife to see the doctor.
照X光, 发现这个肺部有这个溃疡, 就是肺结核病,
and so after taking an x-ray, they discovered that she had a disease in her lungs.
两边肺部都有溃疡,
and both of her lungs were infested.
哇, 这个很严重,
and it was a very serious disease.
那时我已经有五个孩子,
at that time, I had five children.
啊, 后来又生又变成六个,
and I had one later on, so I have six total.
现在人说一个两个都不想生了,
nowadays many people just have one or two and they don't want anymore.
我们那个时候没有这个观念,
but back then we didn't have this concept.
生到不能生为主,
we basically had kids until we couldn't have any more.
我妈妈就生十个, 我还不如她,
and my mom actually had 10. I have lost to her.
我才六个而已啊,
I just have six.
啊, 那时候已经有五个孩子了,
in that time I had five children.
都很小,
all were very young.
老二比老大才差一岁而已,
and the second born was only 1 year difference from the first.
接下来都差两岁,
and sequentially third, fourth, and fifth were
所以五个都很小,
differed by 2 years, so they're all very young.
假如我不留在家里照顾孩子照顾内人, 这个内人病一定越来越严重,
and if I didn't stay to take care of my wife and the children, then my wife's sickness will get worse.
然后我就再到嘉义去,
so I returned back to the city where I pastored.
在传道皇准备行李打包的时候,
and when I was about to pack my belongings,
现在叫一个林长老是当医生或者当传道,
there was an elder there that originally was a doctor and then became a pastor.
我当传的时候他已经当传了不当医生了,
and when I dedicated myself to be a pastor, he was already a pastor.
他住的地方在传道行,传道皇的隔壁, 他听说我来, 他就来看我,
and he was actually staying next to my room, so when he heard that I came back to pack my belongings, he came to see me.
看我在打包, 就问我, 你在做什么?
And he saw me packing, so he asked me, what are you doing?
我说我回去不来了,
I said, I'm going home, I'm not coming back.
我要向主要除掉传道工作,
I'm going to resign from my pastor, my ministry.
他说为什么?
Why?
He said. 我说你是医生,
I said, you're a doctor.
你了解我内人的病需要人照顾,
you know that my wife's disease needs someone to take care of her.
因为她会结核,
because her lungs have infections.
劳动过度会咳血,
and she even vomits blood.
我有五个孩子很小,
I have five children who are so young.
如果妈妈照顾他们, 她的病永远不会好,
if their mother takes care of them, she will never get well.
除掉传道回去照顾我的内人还有五个孩子,
so I need to resign so that I can take care of my wife and my children.
他都不要啦,
he told me, you don't need to do this.
也没有再说什么别的理由,
he didn't say any other reason.
因为他住了这个病的确很严重, 他也没有安慰的话,
because he knew that this was a serious disease and he didn't have comforting words.
只有说不要,
he just said, don't go.
啊, 那因为他说不要说我也不敢坚持,
and because he said, don't go, I was afraid to confront him.
所以我没有输掉,
so I didn't resign.
从那就开始,
but from that point onward,
他的病拖了七年,
My wife had this disease for 7 years. During these 7 years, I had 3 other occasions I wanted to resign. That was the first time. The second time was after 3 days of fasting and prayer for her.
不吃不喝, 酒餐,
this is 9 consecutive meals of no food or drink.
第四天我去大同教会主持这个灵恩布道会。
The next day, I went to a church in Datong to hold the evangelical service there, the spiritual convocation.
当时的台湾总会总务就李简章老在那边。
And at that time, the Taiwan GA's chairman or the part of the GA, Elder Jen was there.
他是去协助灵会的。
He was also there to assist with the holy work.
林长老也在那边。
And another elder. Elder Lin was there. He was also there to assist in the spiritual
convocation.
So when I got there, they both were there. And I told Elder
Jen,
I fasted for my wife's disease for 3 days. Today is the 4th day. If she is not healed, I'm going to resign from being a pastor. And because we're going to evangelical service, of course there's testimonies.
我每次见证神的奇事，神的能力有多大，就想到家里一个病人。
And of course when I'm sharing testimonies in the evangelical service, I'm going to think about my wife.
那不是在骗人吗？
Then in that case, if she's not healed,
耶稣有这么大能力，你家里病人怎么医不好呢？
If she's not healed, aren't I lying to the truth seekers?
所以每次讲神的奇事，见证我就想家里一个病人。
So every time I'm preaching to the truth seekers, then I will always think about my wife at home.
所以我就想，可能耶稣不要我继续当传道。So
I was thinking, perhaps Jesus does not want me to continue to be a pastor.
我不敢勉强。
So, but I did not insist.
对，这一次进入没有功能，我就除掉了。So
I told them, if after the fasting and prayer she's not healed, I'm going to resign.
长老说，你怎么会强迫神呢？
Elder Jen told me, how can you strong arm God?
神有神的时候啊。
God has His timing.
神说到了就好了。
When God says it's time, then it will happen.
神说还没有到，技术也没有功效了。Of
course, if God's time has not yet come, even fasting won't help.
不是神不愿意医好你那太太的病。It's
not that God doesn't want to heal your wife.
也不是神没有这个能力。It's
also not because He has no power.
可能时候还没有到。It's
just that perhaps the timing of God has not yet arrived.
那么你好像跟神交换条件。But
you are requiring God to conform to your will.
神听你祷告，你就继续当传道；神不听你祷告，你就不当传道。你不是跟神换条件吗？
And you're making an ultimatum, saying that if you don't heal my wife, then I'm going to resign from the ministry.
那你不是强迫神吗？
Then aren't you strong-arming God?
我听了有道理。
So I listened to him and I understood what he was saying.
没有除掉。
At that time, I didn't resign.
第三次。
The third time, I thought really about resigning. Because the disease kept getting worse and worse.
我去找我的同学。
I was looking for my classmate.
他已经当校长了。
He was a principal now.
校长要去教育科讲话比较容易。
For a principal to discuss medical things is easier.
因为教员的聘用或者差派是教育科的科长决定的。教育科就是这个管教育的那个政府部门啊。
Because he was a supervisor of schools.
我找了同学当校长的，我说我要辞掉传道工作，回去学了当教员。
So I was talking to him about resigning from the pastoral ministry and becoming a teacher again.
他说你因为传道很老才辞掉教员，怎么要回来当教员呢？
And he said that you were a teacher, then you became a pastor. Why are you returning back to being a teacher?
我不敢说家里一个病人。
I didn't dare tell him that I have a sick wife. I said that it is hard being a pastor, but because I'm often away from home, that I can't take care of my family, so I'm thinking about resigning and being a teacher again. And if I'm back with the family, I can take care of them. He told me that you've not taught for a long time.
现在想回来不容易啊。
To come back now is not easy.
所以你如果愿意，可以派你去乡下偏僻的地方。
So are you willing to be assigned to a school that is in the countryside?
大家不想去的。
Where it's very poor and no one wants to go.
如果你可以去那边。
I said I'm willing.
那我就去找教会谈谈看。
If you're willing, then I will talk to that.
然后你暂时在那边过了几年，有缺再出来，这个墙数有缺再回来。
And if they indeed have a need, then you can come and teach at that school.
我说这个也好啊。
So I said, okay, that's a good proposal.
答应要向教育科谈，再回去学校。
So after talking to this school supervisor about returning back to teaching,
那时候我那年正在生病时候。
That was when my wife was still sick.
我回去告诉她好消息。
And I told her this good news that
说我要回去学校当教员。
That I can go back to teaching to be a teacher.
那为什么?
And she told me why.
我说你常常生病啊。
I said you're so sick.
我除掉就会家里陪你照顾你啊。
If I resign, I can take care of you.
她说不可以啦。
She told me you can't do this.
生病是我跟神的关系啊。
She told me being sick is between me
and God. 当传道是你跟神关系啊。
And being a pastor is between you and God.
你怎么把这两个混在一起啊？
How can you combine these two things?
她不赞成。
And she didn't agree with me going back to teaching.
她的信心比我更强。
Her faith was stronger than me.
是她生病，不是我生病。
She knew that it was she who was sick, not me.
她宁愿忍受病的折磨，不要我除掉传道。
She was willing to endure the suffering to allow me to continue the ministry.
所以那一次我没有除掉。
So that third time, I did not resign.
在这期间，她常常发作的时候就安静，不敢做家里的工作。
And when she got really sick, she couldn't do the chores at home.
在船上休息三天。
And she would rest for 3 days.
然后拿钱给孩子去买零食。
And then she would give money to the children to buy food.
差不多第四天就可以起来操作了。
But on the fourth day, she could return and do go back to her.
零食是两餐中间出的东西啊。
And for the food that was eaten.
如果当了正餐出了。
If it was a complete meal.
一天三餐都出零食，没有出饭。
If for 3 days, so the kids. Okay, the kids would just eat 3 days of junk food.
啊，继续三天，这样孩子受不了了。
And then that was not good for the kids.
有一次，我的大女儿就问，向我的妈妈说。
So my oldest daughter one time asked her mom.
她说：“妈妈，这样我们饿死呢。”
That mom, we're starving.
饿死也没有办法，因为妈妈不能工作啊。
And she couldn't do anything about it because she was unable to work.
她的病发作就是要在休息，船上休息三天。
So whenever her disease started up, then she would have to rest 3 days.
我从台中去台南要布道会。
So one time I was going from Taizong to Tainan to hold evangelical services.
我的家住在福尾。
And my home was in 福尾。
所以从台中去台南会路过福尾。
So from Taizong to Tainan, it could pass by my home.
我就下周回去看看怎么什么情形。
So passing by, I went home to see what was happening.
因为她每周生病都不告诉我。
Because every time she was sick, she didn't tell me.
我说你应该告诉我啊。
So I told her, you have to tell me.
我告诉你，你会跑回来。
She told me that if I am sick, you'll come back home.
影响你的工作。
And then you will think about leaving your work.
所以我不要你回来，我要助你祷告。
I don't want you to leave your work, so I will just pray at home.
所以她祷告从来不告诉我。
So she never told me about when she got sick.
比较严重时候，邻居陈叔叔会打电话通知我。
Sometimes the neighbors would tell me.
那我一来住就回去看看什么情况，原来她已经病在床上。
So that time when I was passing by, she was actually bedridden.
当天晚上有布道会。
That night, I had to lead evangelical service.
那时候传道人也很少。
And at that time, there were many
very few pastors. 代替也找不到人。
And it was hard for me to find a replacement to speak.
所以我就跟孩子说。
So I told the children.
啊，爸爸晚上要去台南布道。
Tonight, I had to go to Tainan to lead evangelical service.
我们为妈妈一起祷告。
Let's kneel down and pray for mom.
好，祷告完就交托给神了。
Let's pray and entrust this to God.
然后我拿着CD又走了。
So I took my luggage and then continued to the service.
在路上一边走一边哭。
And on the road while I was going, I was crying and walking.
在病人面前我不敢哭。
Of course, in front of the children, I didn't want to cry.
在病人面前哭，他会认为可能他没有希望了。
And also in front of the wife, I didn't want to cry because perhaps she was feeling there was no hope.
所以我从来不敢在病人面前哭。
So I never was willing to cry in front of the sick person.
在路上才一边走一边哭。
And it was only after I was walking and walking away that I was crying and walking.
啊，后来他也能够恢复了。
And later she did recover.
恢复术没有科学而已，并没有好啊。
But when she did recover, it wasn't because the disease was healed.
休息三天就好了。
It was just that after bed rest,
然后就开始工作啊。
She was able to work again.
等下一次再科学再休息这样。
But the next time she vomited blood, she would have to rest again.
这样一年有好几次。
So many times, throughout a year, it would happen many times.
最严重那一次。
The most severe case.
继续七天科学没有停下来。
It happened, she vomited blood 7 straight days.
我用那个 鹰牌的炼乳罐，就是炼乳的铁罐，啊，然后装点水，然后把科学的东西可在这个铁罐里面。I used
a metal container to collect some of this vomit.
啊，满了就倒在面盆。And
when it was full, then I would pour it out.
面盆里面也放水。And
when the container that was I was throwing out,
因为没有放一点水太，这个血太浓了，会凝固。
And because the blood was very thick and it would coagulate.
这样继续七天一直咳血没有停。
So for 7 straight days she was vomiting blood.
当年做鸡蛋没有出东西。
And of course during this time she did not eat.
眼睛没有精神就闭着。
Because she was tired, she closed her eyes.
我听老人家说，病人如果 这个大拇指跟食指夹紧，就变成肉挖下去，就已经瘦得很厉害了。And
I heard that if a sick person is clenching their hand so that their thumb and their index finger is very tight and you can't put your finger in it, then the sickness is very severe.
他们又说肌肉，这个小腿没有肌肉，也是已经瘦得很厉害。And
I also heard that if your calf has no muscles, then that means your disease is very severe.
我就把他的大拇指跟食指夹紧，这个肉真的已经挖下去，就是瘦得很厉害。
I'm sorry, if you put together the thumb and the finger and there's no meat, then that means the disease is very severe.
摸到小腿没有肌肉啊。
And when I did this for my wife, indeed there was no meat and no muscle.
我就打电话给我的岳母。
And so I told my mother-in-law.
她说你赶快来。
I told her, you have to come.
这一处不一样了。
This time is different.
已经一个礼拜血还没有停下来。
It's been 1 week and she has still been vomiting.
如果你慢一点来, 可能看不到了。
Perhaps if you don't come soon, it might be too late.
我的岳母马上来。
And so my mother-in-law came right away.
她一进门就大哭。
When she first came to the door, she started crying greatly.
我说妈妈你不要哭。
And she told her mom, don't cry.
你要哭去外面哭。
If you're going to,
后面哭。
If you're going to cry, go outside or go to the back.
我也想哭不敢哭啊。
Because I also wanted to cry, but I couldn't. I didn't want to cry. So she went to the back to cry.
忍不住一直哭啊。
She kept on crying.
因为他们这个家三代才一个女儿。
Because for 3 generations, she was the only daughter.
前面两代生男不生女。
The first 2 generations were only sons.
他的父母这一代生三个女儿。
And this generation, the second generation, there were 3 daughters.
两个比我内人还要大。
And 2 of them were older than my wife.
很小就死去了。
But both of them died when they were young.
只有我内人养大。
So my wife was the only one that reached adulthood.
三代才一个女儿很宝贵啊。
So in 3 generations, there's only 1 daughter in the family.
对，她忍不住一直大哭啊。
So my mother, the mother-in-law was so distressed, she started crying.
我就上到床上祷告。
So I went to the bed,
面向墙壁祷告。
And I faced the wall to pray.
我开始哭了。
I also started to cry.
在我哭的时候,
during my weeping,
我看到一个女人穿衣服跟我太太一样的衣服。
I saw a woman wearing the same type of clothes as my wife.
从她的身上走出来。
I saw her come out of my wife's body.
她还躺在床上呢。
She was still on the bed.
但另一个女人跟她一样的衣服的从她身上走出来。
But a woman who looked just like her, who was wearing the same clothes, came out of her.
然后面向前，背向后，一直走，没有回头。
And she never turned around to me, but she kept going forward.
哎，我心里想，这样去没有回来，就不出去耶稣那边吗？
So I saw her going without return. I thought maybe she was going to Jesus.
我哭得更大声。
So I started to weep even more.
我说主耶稣，你不要这样了。
I said, Lord Jesus, do not do this.
我5个孩子很小。
My 5 children are so young.
你这样把她带回去。
If you take her now,
这几个孩子怎么照顾啊？
Then how do I take care of my children?
你不然就带她走啊。
Don't take her away now.
后来祷告完了
After the prayer concluded,
她眼睛会睁开
Then she actually was awake again.
会睁开就等于有一点功效了
And the fact that she could open her eyes again means the prayer was a little better.
我的岳母说你放心神已经听了祷告
And actually my mother-in-law told me you can take easy.
她可以眼睛可以睁开了
God has heard your prayer.
而且血停下了不再咳血了
Your wife can open her eyes and stop vomiting.
过了一两天，我的岳母就回去了。
And after two more days, my mother-in-law also returned.
这样，她又没有几天又恢复了。
But after a few days, the disease reoccurred.
但恢复，可是病没有得医治啊。
So the disease still was not healed.
又还会再咳血啊。
And she still vomited blood in the.
后来我就跟我那人商量。
So.Eventually, I discussed this with my wife.
你为了你的病已经看过好多医生。
You've seen many doctors for your sickness.
中医也看过，西医也看过。
You've seen Eastern doctors and Western doctors.
但你的病一直严重。
But your disease has always gotten worse.
现在只有一个方法。
There's only one way.
进食祷告。
Only fasting and prayer.
我帮助你进食祷告。
I will fast and pray for you.
我每天早上不吃不喝祷告。
Every morning, I will fast and pray.
一天三餐进食祷告。顶多可以出所三天，第四天就比较没有体力了。
And I will fast for you for three straight days, and I know on the fourth day I would be weak.
每天早上一餐不吃不喝，这个可以耐久。
But I know that if I fast one day for many days, I can do this for a long term.
他说他也要进食。
So she told me that.She will also fast.
我说不对，你要多出一点才有力气啊。
I told her, no, you still have to eat for energy.
为我的病你进食，我这里怎么不进食呢
？And she told me, if you're fasting for my disease, how can I not fast for my disease too?
我说好，假如你有一个信心，你可以进食。
So I said, okay, you have the faith, so you can fast too.
我们两个人就开始每天早上进食祷告。
So from that point onward, we fasted every morning.
第一年还有极度咳血。
That year, she still vomited blood occasionally.
一次咳血而已。
The second year afterwards, she only vomited blood.
第三年没有了。
The third year, it didn't happen ever again.
以后病就得医治了。
And her sickness was healed.
过了几年。
And after many years,
有一次她感冒。
One time she had a cold.
胡伟叫一个医生是我们的弟兄。
And a church member who was a doctor.
他就去给她看病。
Went to examine her.
我回来说，他说你的传道娘会结病完全好了。
And when I returned home, the doctor told me that her lungs disease is completely healed.
我问他说你怎么知道啊
？And I asked him, how do you know?
他说用听诊器听，他的肺部没有杂音。
That when he listened to her breathing, everything was normal.
就钙化了。
And everything was okay.
假如有肺结核病，有溃疡，会有杂音，没有杂音就是钙化了。
But if she did still have the disease, it can be heard from listening to her breathing.
我就带去照一次光。
So she was also brought to have another X-ray.
照一次光的结果，医生证明完全钙化。
And the X-ray also proved that the lung infection was gone.
不会再咳血。
And she would no longer vomit blood.
那一次如果不是耶稣医好她
，So if Jesus had not healed her at that point,
才三十出头的年纪。
She was only in the beginning of her 30s.
六个孩子很小。
And the six children were still young.
后来又生一个六个孩子还很小。
The six children were still very young.
那个说如果离世我就惨了。
If she indeed died, then I would have been.
六个孩子怎么带大
？Then I wouldn't know what to do.
我一定会被逼到除掉传道不可以。
And indeed, I would have to resign to take care of my children.
但神还说要我继续当传道。
But because God still wanted me to continue my ministry.
所以那一次进入祷告化身功效。
So that time when we fasted and prayed, it was effective.
现在他79岁了，他少两岁。
And now she is 79, 2 years younger than me.
生了多岁那一年没有数计，活到现在79岁了。
At 30 some years old, she was about to die. Now she's 79.
她的肺结核病完全得医治。
Her sickness in her lungs is completely healed.
这个是很明显的神迹。
This is a very obvious miracle.
所以我们教会弟兄姐妹，不管遇到什么样的困难，我们要祷告。
So no matter what kind of difficulties we face as members, we need to pray.
神与我们同在。
God will be with us.
我再讲一点见证。
I'd like to share another testimony.
因为讲义上是有两个见证啊。
Because I told you I would share two.
1976年，
In
1976,
that's 33 years ago,
日本有个青年来台湾神学院读神学院,
there was a youth from Japan who enrolled in the theological training program in Taiwan.
以前我受日本教育,
before, I was under Japanese education. So I could write the handouts in Japanese.
我讲课和用日文讲课,
I could also teach the classes in Japanese. I didn't need a translator. So I taught him in Japanese.
有一天这个中午要上午的课完，中午要出午餐的时候,
one time after the morning classes, we were about to eat lunch.
到地下室的餐厅去,
and we went to the dining area in the basement.
之前下过雨，雨水从外面渗透玻璃窗到地下室里面来,
and there was heavy rain at the time, so it flooded to the point where the water reached the windows.
因为地下室的光线不很好,
and because the basement doesn't have sunlight,
从上面下去,
because we went down, there was an area of water we couldn't see.
我的水踩在那个水上面就滑倒,
so I slipped on the water and fell.
剩下两个石阶就到地下室了,
and I fell to the bottom of the basement.
啊, 右边的这个膝盖就撞到地板，很痛。
And my right kneecap hit the ground very hardly.
那个日本这个神学生看到就要保护起来。
And when this theological student saw me, he tried to help me up.
我说不能摸，很痛啊。
I told him it hurts a lot, don't touch me.
然后一个台中教的注目传道。
So the resident pastor at that church.
还有另一个神学生。
And another theological student,
加上日本这个青年,
on top of this Japanese youth, one held my back, one held my head, another held my legs,
就举高,
so they lifted me up.
然后开教了车去找接骨书、接骨中医书了，接骨的医书。
And they went to find a doctor who could.
接骨一书不必照X光，用手摸就知道你膝盖骨破成六块。
Yeah, a doctor who could mend the fracture. So he didn't need X-rays, and he could feel that my kneecap had shattered into six pieces.
膝盖不很大，破成六块，那不是碎碎碎的吗？
And a kneecap is not very big. It broke into six pieces. So isn't it just little bits now?
就他在医院里面接受治疗。
And so I underwent an investigation in the hospital.
数天后回来,
and after 2 weeks, I came home.
拿拐杖走路,
and I needed a cane to walk.
经过了一年,
after 1 year,
能够走路不必拿拐杖,
I could walk without
a cane.
But my right leg was very stiff. I couldn't kneel down to pray. I could only squat.
祷告时候，左腿会跪下来，右腿就伸到旁边去，没办法跪。
So when I prayed, I would bend my left knee, but my right knee would still be extended.
有一个弟兄也是接骨的。
Another brother also,
那一天他来台中,
had also mended fractures, so he went to Taichung.
我问他说，我已经一年了，还没有办法蹲，没有办法跪下来祷告，你替我看看。
I asked this brother who was a doctor that it's been 1 year and I still can't bend my right knee.
他也不必看照X光啊。
And I asked him, can he take a look? And he
didn't use X-rays,
but he used his hand and felt.
他说你膝盖骨破裂没有接好。
He said that your kneecaps, after being shattered, still has not mended together.
因为你骨跟骨这样裂缝没有补起来啊。
And because the bones still are not connected together,
他一摸就知道了。
He could feel and know.
我问他说，那要怎么办呢？
So I asked him, what should I do?
他说已经经过一年了，现在不能接了。
I said, it's been over a year, you can't mend the bones anymore.
我要去找西医骨科医生开刀重新接。
You have to have surgery to connect the bones.
我说哇，那很麻烦。
I said, oh wow.
再去找医生开刀再接，那我不在医院要躺40天50天吗？
That's very a very arduous task. I have to find a doctor, and then I have to go surgery, and then I have to recover from surgery. I'm very busy in my ministry. How do I have so much time?
他说，如果你不去看医生，你就保留这状态了。
I said, if you don't, he said, if you don't see a doctor, then this is the circumstance that you have to live with.
能走路，不能跪，不能蹲。
That I could still walk, but I couldn't squat, fully squat or kneel down.
我说那我不是残废吗?
Then I said, isn't that over for me?
打我的肩膀说，主耶稣会了，主耶稣能够了。
He told me that Jesus' grace is sufficient for you.
我心里想，主耶稣能还要你说吗？ 我说主耶稣能够，还要你说吗？
And Jesus said that He is enough, but do I need you to tell me?
我每天讲耶稣能啊。
Because every day I said Jesus can.
这个不用你说啊。
I don't need you to tell me that Jesus can.
我是这么想，但我没有讲出来。
And this is what I was thinking. I didn't actually tell him.
他就回去了。
So he left.
我就想这句话。
And I was thinking about this word.
耶稣能。
That Jesus can.
我每天都说。
And I always say this every day.
谁都知道。
And God knows this.
问题是你信到什么程度。
And the critical thing is, how much do I believe this?
耶稣能谁都知道啊。
We all know that Jesus can.
但你信到什么程度。
But how much do you believe this?
这个是一个问题。
This is a one question.
我就想。
So I was thinking.
为什么讲这句话呢？
Why did I hear that?
就是提醒你要祷告。
It's to remind me to pray.
只有两条路会走。
So only two.
第一条路找西医骨科开刀。
Only two ways I could go.
第二条路祷告。
Have surgery or pray.
没有第三条路了。
There's no third option.
但信徒对传道说你要祷告，讲不出来，不好意思。
Of course, it is hard for a member to encourage a pastor to pray.
对，他就是主耶稣能。
So he just told me Jesus can.
提醒我要祷告。
And that is to remind me that Jesus.
因为没有别的方法。
That you must pray because there's no other way.
我就开始进行祷告。
So I started to fast and pray.
进入祷告没有多久，感觉右边腿好像不那么硬。
And after fasting and prayer, I started to feel that my right leg was less stiff.
要蹲比较容易。
It was easier for me to kneel down and to squat.
再过没有多久好了。
And after a while, I was completely healed.
后来我去天主教参加灵恩会。
One time, I attended a spiritual convocation.
刚好他在那边。
And this doctor was there.
因为他的家离天主教很近，所以他安息日灵恩会都去那边参加。
So because He also lived close to this church. He goes to spiritual convocation at this church too.
他看我就说你的腿怎么样啊？
And when he saw me, he said, "How's your leg?"
我说跪给你看。
I said, "I can kneel down and show you."
我跪下祷告啊。
And so I kneel down and pray.
他问你有没有看医生去开刀截骨重新再接啊？
I said, "Did you see a doctor to try to mend your bones again?"
我说没有啊。
I said, "No."
我就进入祷告好了。
I said, "I fasted and prayed and was healed."
再拍我的肩膀说，哎，这个是耶稣医治你的。
And he patted me on the shoulder and said, Jesus healed you.
25年后,
20 years later,
1996年,
20 years later, in 1996,
我感觉这个脊髓骨有一点酸痛,
I felt that my
脊髓骨有一点酸痛, 脊髓骨,
my spine was hurting.
那要弯腰很困难,
and to bend my back was very painful.
我听别人说年纪大了，骨质 这个钙质会流失，严重的话变成骨质疏松症。
And I heard that if your spine hurts in your older age, it can become permanent.
骨质疏松症没有治疗好就驼背。
And if you don't heal the osteoporosis, then you will become hunchback.
我小时候看到很多老太婆被驼下来，哦，耶稣老了助人的现象，不是助人现象了，那个是钙质流失过度的结果了。
I thought it was natural for older people to be like this, but actually it is the process of osteoporosis.
所以我就去看医生。
So I went to see a doctor.
那个骨科医生，我们叫的弟兄，他认识我。
And so this doctor was a member, and he recognized me.
我说我脊髓骨会酸痛。
I said that my spine hurts.
弯腰困难。
When I bend my back, it hurts.
是不是钙质流失太多呢？
Is it because
钙质流失？
Is it because of
钙质 calcium？
Oh, loss of calcium.
我做了 calcium。 好，那他说这个要照一次光才知道啊。
So he said we need to take an X-ray.
就照了几张相片。
So they took many X-rays.
腰部啦、腿啦，照了几张。
And they took my X-rays of my legs, my back.
3天后你才来看结果。
And he told me come back in 3 days.
我3天后去了。
3 days later.
他把相片摆在桌子上。
He arranged all the X-rays.
然后灯光照这个一块相片，可以看得很清楚。
And he put it on the light table.
第一句话他问我。
And the first question.
你走路时候右边的腿会不会痛?
He asked me, when you walk, does your right leg hurt?
我问他你怎么这样说啊?
I asked him, why do you
他说你看你的相片,
He said, look at your x-ray.
你左边的膝盖比较小很完整,
Your left kneecap is smaller, it's
small. 你右边的膝盖很大,
Your right kneecap is big.
中间有裂痕,
There's also a fracture.
就是你曾经受伤没有接好,
It is before when you broke your kneecap and it wasn't mended together.
照理说你不能走路,
In theory, you can't walk.
你走路一定会痛,
And when you do walk, it should hurt a lot.
因为我们这个膝盖骨有一个臼,你这个臼破裂了,没有接好啊。
Because your kneecap is broken.
所以你根本不可能走路啊。
So it's impossible for you to walk.
你没能走路一定会痛了。
If you walk, there must be pain.
他说这个已经经过20年了。
So I told him, this actually has happened for 20 years.
我从来右边的脚没有痛过。
For 20 years, my right leg has not hurt.
不但走路不痛,
Not only doesn't it hurt while I walk,
我会跑步, 慢跑,
but I can jog.
每天早上出去跑,
every morning I jog.
跑6-7公里才回来,
I jog about 6-7 kilometers.
我还会爬山,
I can also climb mountains.
沙巴的神山比谭医生更高, 沙巴神山比谭医生更高,
and the mountains in Sabah are taller than in Taiwan.
我那沙巴山也爬过啊。
I've climbed the mountains in Sabah, Malaysia too.
他问我你爬山有没有用右腿爬。
And he asked me, do you use your right leg when you climb these mountains?
我说医生你跟我开玩笑。
I told the doctor, are you joking?
我用左脚跳到山上,用左脚跳下来,没有用右脚,
do I hop,
这样吗?
Do I hop and climb with my left leg up all the way up the mountain?
爬山不是走平路啊。
Climbing a mountain is not a flat path.
走平路一个脚跳几步就倒下来了。
Even for a flat path, if you were to hop on one leg, you would fall eventually.
爬山怎么可能用一条腿爬上跳上去跳下来?
How is it possible that I climb a mountain with one leg?
他说真的吗?
And he told me, are you telling me the truth?
就是这样啊。
I said, yeah, this is the truth.
有人说骨头受伤的话会变气象台。 有人说了，骨头受伤会变成气象台了。
Some people say that if you break your bones, you become a
就肌肉要变铸前，他骨头会酸痛。
And often when people break their legs, they will have sores.
但从这个1976到现在33年。
But after breaking my bones after 33 years,
肌肉不管怎么痛怎么变。
My leg doesn't hurt.
我右边的脚从来没有痛过。
And no matter what path I walk. My right leg doesn't hurt.
现在我的右边的膝盖骨还是裂开的。
My right kneecap actually is still broken.
如果你好奇想看，等一下我会给你看。
And if you're curious, I can show you.
神有能力把它接回来啊。
God has the power to heal it.
接回来是神迹没有错了。
If it's healed, of course that's a miracle.
但没有接回来。
But the fact that it's fractured.
照医生说我不能走路。
And the fact that the doctor said I can't walk.
但我没有接回来，能走路。
That I can still walk, and I can jog, and I can climb mountains.
这个神迹不是更大吗?
Isn't this a greater miracle?
所以我想神没有把它接回来，有神主意了。
So I feel that God also has a plan.
因为你有接回来，能走路，能跑步，能爬山，神迹更大。
Because, but the fact that it's not healed, and I can walk and climb, this is a greater miracle.
有一次我在一个教会见证的时候。
One time I was testifying at church.
我说如果你不信主耶稣，我可以给你看我的膝盖骨。
And I told him, if you don't believe, you can come and see my knee.
一个弟兄，赶快拿照相机来。
A brother came up and brought his camera.
他说他有照相做，来研究看看。
And he says he's going to take some pictures to investigate.
我就给他看膝盖骨，他就当场照了两张相片。
So he took two photos of my knee.
也有人说你应当把医生那几个照片叫医生送给你，你可以拿这个到处做见证啊。
And he also told me that you could take the x-rays that the doctors made and you could take it out when you testify.
不过我没有去医生那边讨这个相片，那个是我们弟兄要讨，应该可以讨到了，我没有去讨。
But I still haven't gotten these x-rays.
我讲的已经超过时间了。
I have exceeded my time.
我们教会是基督身体，有基督能力。
But our church is the body of Christ.
只要你有信心，
if you have faith,
耶稣一定会听你祷告。
Jesus will listen to your prayer.
那， 我们再唱一首诗就来结束。
Let's sing a hymn to conclude.